listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
Well, God is so good. I want you to know that as this service progresses, when John concludes, I expect John to invite any of you to come and receive ministry, healing. Bob, we want to pray for you. And this is going to be a powerful day that many of you will never forget. John Lorton, come. Stand to your feet. Let's welcome the man of God today, servant of the Lord, our friend, Brother John Lorton.
Appreciate that, Pastor Larry. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. Healing is here. This is terrible. When I got up here one time and started bawling, I couldn't get going. Why? Because he's in the house. We want him in the house. And when he's in the house, things happen. Healings and deliverances, salvation, and just more loving him. And I appreciate Pastor Larry, knowing him for several years. We came out of the Harbor Pastor in 1985. He was here before that. It's probably safe to say thousands came through this church and probably traveled to different states and moved on, and their lives were changed. The work is not in vain. The work is being accomplished, and God is pleased with the man of God. And I thank God that someone will stand up and not hold back, but preach the gospel like it says, because they're trying to shut us down like they did in the early church. Don't say that name anymore. And I wouldn't be surprised, but they can't shut me up. They can't shut Pastor Larry up. If we go to jail, praise God, what an honor. We got to preach the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus sent out his word and healed them. And that's what he's still doing. He's not dead. He's still saving and still healing. And I'm torn which way to go on preaching today. And there's a song I want to sing. What are you all laughing about? I'm a good singer. You won't believe this. When I pastored in Hawaii, I led songs. I feel doubt all over the place. I really did with the six-string guitar, but with a bunch of help. But praise God. God is so, so good. Are you ready for God to move? If you're ready, I know he's ready. But am I ready? I've been praying all month. When Larry called me, I've been praying like crazy and saying, God, it's up to you, Lord, to have your way. And the song I want to sing, I went into the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. I know that's base, but that's what we're going to do today, is to go into the enemy's camp and take back what he stole from us today. For some, he's stolen your song, stolen your victory, stolen your health, stolen your ministry, your marriage, your finances. We have the power and the authority and the right to go right in and take back what he stole from us. And I believe, are you ready to do that today? Praise God. Amen. So, turn with me. I'm going to go ahead and do this. Lord, you're going to have to help me. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Jesus. You're our special guest today, Lord. Where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. And Lord, we just feel your presence. We know you're here by faith. We reach out today and we touch you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Father, I just ask. You said, ask anything in my name and I will do it. I ask today, Lord, that not one person will leave here the same as they came. If someone needs deliverance, Lord, set them free today. As their faith arises, Lord, and they reach out and touch you, let them walk out of here whole. And we release that power. You've given us the power to bind and to loose. We loose the presence, the anointing, the chain-breaking anointing upon every life in this place, that you will heal and that you will set the captive free this very day, Lord. We send the word, Lord, forth in Jesus' name. Please, Lord, hold up my voice. I'm getting older. It's getting raspier. But I need your help. And I thank and I praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn with me to 2 Kings, if you will. Chapter 7. First Corinthians 10. Just in case you hardly ever get into the Old Testament. Jesus didn't do away with the Old Testament. He came to fulfill the law. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I just want to say this, and it's an example for our instruction. The things that happened in the Old Testament is an example for our instruction to look at. No. To follow. Directly follow. And if we don't, then we give the enemy a chance to come in and make our life miserable. So in 2 Kings chapter 7, you can tell I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm an old-fashioned country preacher that God called me with an audible voice, and I told him three times, no. The third time, what he said to me made me say yes. And I'm kind of glad I did. It's been 53 years later. But if I wouldn't have said yes, I probably would have went back to the bottle later on. I don't know. But whom the Son sets free, they're free indeed. But this story, it will blow your mind. It's incredible what happened here in Samaria. When I read this, I had to hold on to my seat. I could hardly believe what I'm reading. That God could stoop down and use someone like these people to set Israel free. My goodness. He doesn't need scholars, although I'm not against it. He doesn't need PhDs piled higher than dumb. He doesn't need it. I'm not against it. They're all good. But he needs someone that'll lift their voice and be not afraid and obey him. That's all he needs. How many's ready to go? Hallelujah. We have four men here that had to make a choice, and they were ready to go. And they weren't the type I would send or Larry would send, I don't think. They had dangly hair. They had a patch over their lips. And they were contagious. And they were sick. And you couldn't get within 16 feet of them. Sounds like COVID. Someone says, where's your mask? I took it off 53 years ago. I wonder, oh, I won't say that. Behave yourself. But Elijah was a mighty prophet. And he asked Elijah, what do you want when I leave? I want a double portion of what you have. That's asking an awful lot. But God gave this prophet a double portion where he did more miracles than Elijah. But here he is. He's in this situation. And the word of the Lord came to him in verse 1 and says, Lord, tomorrow about this time a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. We had a murderous king. And we had an assistant that wasn't worth anything, full of unbelief that would bring his death. It's dangerous to have unbelief. They had unbelief back then, and we still have unbelief in our world today and on our harbor today. Thank God it's not in this church. You got a pastor that stands up here and tells it like it is, and that's this. Listen, I sat under many pastors. I pastored 36 years myself, but I sat under many pastors. But this pastor here, I can't keep. I'm going to say I can't keep awake. But this pastor here keeps me on the edge of my seat, and he's pouring information into our lives, and he's making an army and building an army that God is going to use on this harbor. So we have unbelieving messenger. I know there's no unbelievers here. And the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, and answered to the man of God. So we have an unbelieving messenger who is the right-handed man of the king. And he said, behold, the Lord would make windows in heaven. Might this thing be? He was mocking God. How could God in heaven make windows? In Samaria, they were in a famine. They were starving. And they were bickering amongst one another. And they were arguing. And they weren't getting very long. And they were dying. And the Syrians had them right where they wanted it. They're just waiting for the right time to move in and wipe them out. And he's no different. He's always waiting for the right time for you and I to move in and make our life miserable. But I don't know about you, but I had enough of him. Because God gave me a voice and gave me power over him to put him in his place. Isaiah put the devil in his place. He prophesied the word of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, the devil was trembling. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Elijah says, behold, you shall see it with your eyes. You shall see the silver, the gold, the flour, the food. You're going to see it with your eyes. And you're going to enjoy it, seeing it coming in this camp, but you're not going to have anything to do with it. Isn't that something? When we come in with unbelief, we sit there and we come in the same and go out the same. But if we come in believing God, wow, we can go out changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reward of unbelief is death. And Jesus, when he rose, Mary was at the tomb. The angel says, go tell the disciples, I'm risen. So Mary goes to the place where they were at, but they would not believe her. They were full of unbelief, and that was dangerous. So Jesus, because of their unbelief, showed up in person. How would you like it if we were having church and Jesus showed up in person? We would hear sirens all over town. picking us up, taking us to the hospital. It'd be hard to comprehend, but that's the way Jesus is. But listen, don't underestimate him. He's here today, and he's our special guest. He's our special guest. Don't fall asleep on him like Peter did. And John, they fell asleep on him. Could not you watch 1 hour? And there were four leprous men. That's what I was talking about. There were four leprous men at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, "Why sit we here and die?" Do you know what those words are? When you hear that, those are faith words. Why sit we here and die? And they began to encourage one another, and their faith was built up. They began to believe. You see, faith demands action. Faith demands movement and action. Faith without works is dead. You can have all the faith in the world sitting here, but if you're doing nothing, it's dead. When God begins to move in the service and pour out of his Spirit, and you're sitting there and got chains wrapped around you of sin, and you got demonic powers coming in and making you miserable, and you need deliverance, you just sit there, nothing will happen. That's what happened to me. I was an alcoholic in 1970, and I heard the preacher preach, and I got convicted. And I went up there and I gave my life to Jesus, but I had to get out of that pew and I had to walk up there and I had to give my life. I said, "Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come on in, Lord. Come on in." I was full of 3 packs of cigarettes. I was full of cigarettes. I smelled like alcohol. I had a hangover and all that stuff. And he came in and broke every chain in my life. He broke every chain and every sin and every demonic power in my life. Hallelujah. And I walked out of there new man 53 years ago, and I'm still a new man, and I'm still growing in the Lord. Give the Lord a good hand. It's his work. Hallelujah. 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 For in verse 4, if we say we entered into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. Hallelujah. And if we sit here, we shall also die. Now, therefore, let us fall into the hands of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. But if they kill us, we shall die. In other words, we have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose to give your life totally to Jesus. You have nothing to lose. Come out of here to this altar and have every chain broken and healed by his stripes. You have nothing to lose. But if you sit there, you're going to die. If you sit there, you're going to be miserable. Hallelujah. When the Lord wants to touch you and feel you and set you free. Amen. Faith has action. Can I hear an amen? Faith moves. Hallelujah. I'm not getting on to you. I'm trying to encourage you. Then get out of the boat and move, hallelujah, toward Jesus. He's here today. He wants to heal someone. He wants to set someone free. There's someone today told me they had a problem. I'm not going to say who it is, but they said they had a problem and a hang-up, and they're sitting right here today. And I believe God is going to set them free today. I believe with all my heart. Hallelujah. 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 And they arose just before dark and they went into the camp. Hallelujah. How many wants to go into the camp today? We went to the enemy's camp and took all that he stole from me. Hallelujah. How many says, I want to arise and I want to go into the camp and I'm going to take back what the devil stole from me, my ministry, my song, my joy, my healing, my marriage, hallelujah. How many's ready to step out of the boat, hallelujah. But if you sit there in your misery and hold on to your sin and hold on to your chain, you'll die. You'll die spiritually and maybe physically, because unbelief is an assignment for death. Hallelujah. But I thank God. I got good news for you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Can you say amen? Hang in there. I'm almost done. Praise the Lord. I'm not a real long-winded preacher. Verse 6, for the Lord has made the hosts of heaven. Oh, where am I at here? See, I'm getting excited. I'm in a race. I'm getting ahead of God and everybody. Okay, we'll slow back down here. In the twilight, going to the camp of the Syrians, and when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. The camp was empty. For the Lord had made the hosts of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Hallelujah. What happened there? Here comes four lepers. No hands and or no fingers and no toes. Crying out unclean. And here they are just sliding along toward the enemy camp. But God was with them, and God used those steps and made them so loud that it sounded like Israel hired a great army or two armies to come down, and they fled. And that's the way the devil is. He's a liar. He don't have no back. He's the father of all liars. He's defeated at the cross. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord magnified those steps. Praise the Lord. Amen. It was an exhibition of faith. Hallelujah. Put to the test. Hallelujah. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their donkeys. I won't cuss word. I don't want to say the cuss word, but I'll say donkeys. Even the camp, it was, and he fled for their life. Now when the lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into the tent and to eat and to drink. See, the enemy left here before you got here. And this is the tent. And we come in and we eat and drink of the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 There's no demon within miles of here. Can you say amen? When I go to church, I want to get something. I want to go out changed. Hallelujah. I want to feel the power of God. I want to worship him. Hallelujah. I don't want to sit there like an old bump on a log, hallelujah, and stare and pretend like I'm there when I'm not. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgive me, Pastor, I'll calm down. It's his fault. Not yours, Pastor. And in verse 8, in the middle, and carried thence silver, gold, and raiment, and went and hid it. Don't hide your gift. Don't hide your testimony. Don't be a secret Christian. They went and they hid it. And they realized it wasn't the right thing to do. They entered into another tent and carried this also and went and hid that one too. They come to realize in verse 9, and they said one to another, we do not well. The day is the day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. In other words, don't hold your peace. Shout glory. Praise him. Thank him. Hallelujah. For if we tarry till morning and light, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, that we may fall into the king's household. which was Samaria. Samaria is a picture of the world today, hungry, starving, in pain, and in agony. And as pitiful as the lepers, it's a type of preachers today. They are a type of preachers today. They may not look like Atlas. They may not look presentable. The lepers did not look presentable. Hallelujah. They couldn't even get near people. But God used them for His glory. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Only the gospel can satisfy the craving and the hunger that the harbor is feeling. The harbor is filling themselves with drugs and alcohol, partying and all that kind of stuff, but they're empty. The only thing that will fill that emptiness is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad you got a pastor that's hung in here for over 40 years, hallelujah. Come hell or high water, he stood against the powers of darkness, persecution, but he's still standing here. And it was a year ago that God spoke to me audibly sitting in that chair where says, God, he's a general in your midst and we don't even know it. He's in the fivefold ministry. He is anointed fivefold ministry. And we look at him. We get familiar with them like they did me and start picking at us. Come on, don't touch God's anointing. Can you say amen? Get behind the man of God. Hallelujah. Quit wasting his time. Get behind the man of God and go like the lepers. Hallelujah. The lepers got their instructions from the Lord. The king couldn't give it. The messenger couldn't give it. But you got a man in this building that's given us information and what to do. And we're going to be held accountable for what we do with that word that's given to us. Hallelujah. It's a picture of agony and starvation and pain. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Only the gospel can satisfy that craving. Hallelujah. The lepers, we must not hold our peace. I'm kind of like a leper. I do have false teeth. In fact, I did lose them once preaching. Down on First Street, I went wild, and they went flying. What did you do? I picked them up, put them back in my mouth. And there was a little dirt on them, but I didn't care. I kept on preaching. That's what the lepers did. We let things stop us so fast. You know, nothing's going to stop these lepers. They got the silver, the gold, the flour, the food, and they were going to hide it from the Samaritans. And you know, you got a gift, quit hiding it. Quit hiding it from the community. Get out there and witness. Quit being a big chicken. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Come alive. Get out of your seat. I said, get off your duff, old bag. And get out there and talk about Jesus. This place should be three services a Sunday. Hallelujah. We have lepers that sit there and lepers that go. What do we got to lose? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we got the greatest news to give them. Jesus saves. Jesus heals. Jesus baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Jesus delivers. And Jesus is coming back. We don't know when. That's His business. The devil don't know. Only the Father. Jesus don't even know. The Father knows. That's His business. I'm going to read a few scriptures and I'm going to open the altar. And if you have anything, I believe God is really talking to me And I believe he's talking to someone in here. Let go. You got nothing to lose. Turn loose. You got nothing to lose. You hold on to that thing and sit there, you will die. That's what the word says, not me. Today I believe people are going to be delivered, and I believe people are going to be healed by the power of God. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Isaiah 53, 5. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep, here I am. All we like sheep had gone astray. Here I was at 14. I ran from God. We have turned everyone to his own way. I've been there. And the Lord laid on him, the Father laid on Jesus, all your unbelief, your sin, your drugs, your alcohol. He laid it on him. I should have been there. And I thank God that he had mercy on my soul. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:8. The Roman officer. Can you imagine this? A Roman officer. I don't deserve to be in your house, Lord. Just say the word. My servant is at home dying. He's going to be dead in a few hours. Just say the word only, and my servant shall be healed. When they checked on it, that same hour his servant was healed. Does he still send the word? I got a phone call from back east. Somebody was dying of cancer. What do you do? So I prayed. Curse that thing, the root of it. And I send the word. And I got a call a couple hours later. The word went over to the... I'm around Michigan somewhere. The word went. And the phone call come back. She says, there's no more cancer. I am free. I am free. I am free. So what are you going to do today? I'm going to send the word. If you need a healing, I'm sending the word. The word is not subject to just this pulpit or these preachers. The word goes forth. Send the word only. And that's what I'm doing. I'm sending healing to everyone out there who needs healing. I'm sending deliverance to everyone out there that needs deliverance. I'm sending the word. Now, you need to either sit there and die, or you need to get up, hallelujah, and say, wow, I received that word. I'm tired of this. I want to be healed. I want to be delivered. I want to be saved. You can have it today. You can have it this morning. Amen. It's just if you want it, it's free of charge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll tell you how God works in closing. Is that fourth in closing? Yeah. I went to the doctor's office. Every 3 months you get a checkup. There was a little mole on my cheek. I don't want it disturbed. Leave it alone. It's okay. It's just a little rat hole. I'm mole. So the doctor, he walks around me and gives me, checks my heart and does all that stuff, my blood pressure. And he did a couple circles and called his nurse in. And they come in, and he's got a scalpel. What are you doing with that scalpel, doc? And he's got a needle. He says, just sat there, John. He circled me. He says, I'm going to cut that thing. What do you mean cut that thing out? Who told you to do that? I didn't tell you. My wife didn't tell you. Leave it alone. I'm happy. So he comes up, grabs me on the head, puts a sheet on him or something, because blood's going to fly. So he grabs me, and he brings that needle over, and he pokes it in my jaw, and I tried to be a man, but I lost it. So he pokes it in and moves around, leaves it there. Pretty soon, I can't feel anything. My whole side's numb. I can't talk. Here comes the scalpel. I didn't dare look, but there was blood all over. And so I says, oh, thank you, Doc. Who told you to do that? You know who told him to do it? Jesus. How many knows Luke was a doctor? Jesus told him. So they send it into the lab, and it comes back, and it's cancer. It's the real thing. It's cancer. And the nurse talked to Brenda and says, sorry, Brenda, your husband has cancer. So here I am, and then I get the message. I got cancer. Whoa. What am I doing with cancer? So they go through this and go through that and send it off and come back and says, it is cancer. So I go to Dr. Rowe for a second opinion. And there was another one here worse than this one, but this one wasn't showing. I had two cancers. So he pulls out the scalpel and that needle. And I'm witnessing to him. I'm talking about Jesus. Because I want him to take it easy on me. Maybe that made it worse. But he cut it open, pulled the thing out. He said, I'll see you back in a month, see how it is. I go back in a month. He says, it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. But you got to be careful, John. He says, that could come back. I says, is it slow? He says, yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, it's slow. I got time to run to the hospital. So what he does, I says, what's the result of what happens if it's real? He said, there'll be a red line coming down the side of your neck. I says, does it move fast? He says, no. So I was preaching at the missions and having a little bit of fun. I says, when I get in trouble with my wife, I get a marker and I put it right down there so she'll be really nice to me. I told him at the missions. I'm going to that red marker. Oh, honey! Oh! I was going to really get it. There. Oh, honey, you're going to die. I told the Lord I'd behave myself this morning, but how many's ready? Stand to your feet, if you will. Let's give Jesus a good hand for being so beautiful today. Hallelujah. 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 Healing is here. Healing is here. Lift your hands to the heaven. Healing is here. I believe. And I pray that you will not sit there and die. I pray that you will be like the lepers. Ha, what do we got to lose? What do we got to lose by raising our hand or coming to that altar? What we got to lose? Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you what. He lost everything. He lost his life. He lost his reputation. He's still being cursed today. He lost everything. He did it for me. He did it for you. He wants you whole. Every inch of your body, he wants you totally whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, healing is here. Praise God in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to give an invitation. If you need healing, if you need deliverance, if you need anything in your life, I'm going to invite you to this old altar. Oh, raised in a little wooden church in Bay Center that only seats 35, made out of secondhand lumber. An old wooden altar. Oh, those days where we'd fly to that altar and God, we'd cry and praise God. The good old days, and they're coming back, Father. The altar calls are coming back. You can go to some churches and not even get an altar call, but they're coming back. We always get an altar call here. We got prayer warriors here, and we're going to ask those prayer warriors to come up with me here. We're going to invite you to come up with me here, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hide this anymore. I'm not going to hold this ministry down anymore. I'm going to turn it loose. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you what we got. We got Jesus. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. Anything in your life, come on forward. Anything. You need a touch in your body. You need deliverance of any kind. Come on to this old-fashioned altar. Don't sit there and hold on to your pain. Don't sit there and hold on to your unbelief. Don't sit there and hold on. Oh, let go and let Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, praise God. I want to invite this one man to come. If he'll come, if you want to come, yeah. I'm going to invite you. You want to come with me? You want to come up with me? You want to come up there? Go, Mama. Can I pray for you? Respectful. Pray, help us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we break every stronghold, every chain of what he mentioned to me. I won't tell anybody what it is, but you know what it is, Lord. I ask the anointing of God come upon this man and set him free from every temptation, every power of darkness coming against his mind and heart, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Be set free right now. No more. No more. You're not a leper no more. You're not disfigured spiritually anymore. You're going to be a man of God. Hallelujah. God's setting you free today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Break that hold. Break that hold. Break it in the name of Jesus. That hunger and thirst. You're tired of it. Give it all over to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There it is. There it is. There it is. It's gone. It's gone. There it is. There it is. It's lifted. It's lifted. Jesus taken it. Jesus taken it. Yes. Hallelujah. He's taken it. There it is. God is setting this man free. The powers of darkness is being delivered in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus is here. One of the things I like about John is a man of faith. He's full of faith to believe God for anything. Whatever you might be representing in your life today, Jesus is your answer. Several are being prayed for. Some powerful things are happening here. Some of you need to go. Some of you have children to get. That's understandable. It's been a great day here in the presence of God, lingering in the presence of God. If you still have needs in your life, I'm going to encourage you to come. This is how we're going to end this service. If you have still further needs in your life, we just want you to come. There's a prayer team here that will and can pray for you. They're concerned. We want you to leave this place completely trusting Jesus with your life. God bless you. Go in the grace of God. Thank you for being here.
Listening to the Cornerstone Church weekly podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.